Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The FISA report, this memo from the House Intelligence Committee, is deeply disturbing. We certainly support our law enforcement. There's a lot of good people in the FBI and the Department of Justice. However, at the highest levels of both agencies, there appears to be significant deep-seated political corruption that needs to ultimately be cleansed. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Briefly, Matt, let me set up this chronology, and then we want to unpack some more about what was going on in this FISA memo and this collusion between the DOJ and the FBI at the highest levels.
Yeah, there's so much here.
What we have is the FISA court, which is a secret court that ultimately reviews information from agencies like the FBI and the DOJ, whether to provide a search warrant or surveillance, in this case, surveillance on Carter Page, who was loosely associated with the Donald Trump campaign. They went to the FISA court with the Steele dossier, knowing that he was paid $160,000 by the DNC and Hillary Clinton for president campaign to provide opposition research against the opposing candidate, Donald Trump. But they never mentioned any of that to the FISA court. Sequentially, just briefly, September 23, 2016, Steele provided information in the story to Yahoo News. The DOJ and FBI provided the Steele dossier and this article to the FISA court showing, hey, there's other information out there by other sources. It must be true, knowing that they hadn't corroborated anything. A month later, October 21, they present their information, the Yahoo News article and the dossier, to the FISA court to get the search warrant for surveillance against Carter Page. October 30 now, same month, they go to the court on October 21. October 30, same month, 2016, they learn that Steele presents the same information to unauthorized sources at Mother Jones, and another article comes out. They fire him. The FBI fires him. Why? Because he committed the cardinal sin of providing this kind of secret information to unauthorized individuals. That means that he can no longer be trusted as a source. His credibility has been slashed. Yeah. They fire him. But they don't go back and tell the FISA court either about the financing, which they knew at the beginning of the DNC and Hillary, or about the fact that they fired him because they could no longer trust him as a source. Instead, what they do is that surveillance warrant is only good for 90 days. They have to come back every 90 days. And they came back three times after the original, three 90-day increments. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, Rod Rosenstein, all names that you are familiar with, and they never once told the FISA court that this was financed by the DNC, Hillary Clinton, that this man was fired because he could no longer be trusted.
Washington, those, we have those, a problem.
Yeah, those omissions, those intentional, willful omissions of fact, which we already know now the memo has indicated, and even Rosenstein and McCabe have acknowledged that they would not have gotten the warrant but for those material omissions. There's a term for that. That's called fraud.
Right.
So in other words, they obtained the FISA warrant via fraudulent and criminal behavior, frankly. I believe there's a strong case to be made that this was criminal behavior. I also believe there's a strong case to be made that that effectively, that kind of invokes the legal principle, fruit of the poisonous tree.
Yeah, everything else that flows from that should ultimately
including
be...
including the entire Mueller investigation.
Exactly, it all flows from this.
And the issue was Donald Trump was never doing anything wrong. It was just they were trying to find something on him to use against him during the campaign, right?
And here's what former FBI Director James Comey said about this dossier in January of 2017. He called it, quote, salacious and unverified, close quote. Yet, he, on at least three subsequent FISA applications, presented this information to the FISA court and never said that it was salacious and unverified, presented it as though this was the basis of fact and truth.
How also, do you reconcile that? How
you
that
can't. And Deputy Director McCabe, who just recently went to early retirement, said in December 2017, no surveillance warrant would have been sought, even sought, let alone obtained. They wouldn't have even sought the surveillance from the FISA court without the Steele dossier.
Which means there would have been no wiretapping, which means that General Flynn would not have been charged with lying to the FBI. Paul Manafort would not have been charged with lying to the FBI. So this is a defense attorney's dream.
Yeah, Manafort
and Flynn, they're probably going to be asking for dismissal of all charges,
I imagine.
They
should. Here's another disturbing fact. They go to the FISA court the first time, October 21, 2016. Then they have to go back every 90 days, and they went back three separate times. So they went to the FISA court four times. They had four opportunities to correct the record. They never did. But before they went to the FISA court the first time, in October of 2016, in September of 2016, Steele, who authored this dossier paid by the DNC and Hillary Clinton, specifically told the Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, a senior DOJ official who worked closely with Deputy Attorney Generals Yates and Rod Rosenstein, told him in September 2016 that he was, quote, and this is a quote, desperate that Donald Trump not get elected and was passionate about him not being president, close quote.
Red
and
flag.
Yet they never said that to the FISA court. Why? Mm. Well, I wonder why, because Bruce Orr's wife, she had an interesting employment. Where was she employed? Oh, by Fusion GPS, no doubt.
The firm that Steele was contracted.
Well, it's like a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
This is like cloak and dagger. I mean, this is so corrupt and so criminal. And the scandal is only just beginning, Matt. The State Department has also been implicated. There are more memos coming. Devin Nunes, congressman who is overseeing this committee, has indicated that this is just scratches the surface of the level of corruption, a conspiracy to engage and disrupt an election. Talk about collusion in order to affect an American election and to discredit and even overthrow a sitting president. We cannot overstate what a big deal this
It's a huge deal. In my view, it's bigger than Watergate. And, you know, I've seen some Democrats say, well, what this also shows, the memo from the House Intelligence, is that there was separate independent basis to go after George Papadopoulos. No, that's not what this says. What it says is that in this FISA application, the DOJ mentioned George Papadopoulos along with Carter Page, as though Papadopoulos had something to do with Carter Page, yet there was no evidence of cooperation or conspiracy between the two. So that's how Papadopoulos's name first comes up. So it also would include what ultimately happened later to George Papadopoulos. The whole investigation, the whole Russia collusion, all of this activity, the special counsel, Rod Rosenstein, all of this, all has its roots in this corruption.
It's fruit of the poisonous tree.
At the highest level.
Yeah, fruit of the poisonous tree is the legal principle that applies here, which means, what does that, explain that quickly, man. What
does
that mean?
Yeah, I mean, the fruit of, you know, that's basically if the original, say, for example, information for a search warrant or the act of getting a search warrant was invalid, then anything that you find subsequent to that, that you want to use at trial, it's fruit of the poisonous tree. It's fruit of that poisonous first act. In order to protect constitutional rights, you can't allow someone to say, well, your search warrant was illegal, but you found some interesting information, so we're going to allow you to use that. No, the punishment for that, the punishment for violating the constitutional rights at the beginning, at the root, is that anything that flows from it, all the information you later get, even though it may be relevant information, cannot be used. That's the fruit of the poisonous tree that you've been talking about.
Right.
This is corruption at the highest level. We certainly support so many men and women in the FBI and the DOJ that are doing a wonderful job. And I'm sure that they're mortified by this. But unfortunately, what you have is the people at the highest level, a Barack Obama appointees and loyalists, were using these agencies, just like what happened under Obama with the IRS. The IRS, the DOJ, the FBI, and the State Department were all weaponized against American citizens to promote a very radical ideology, and in this case, to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. Stay tuned as we continue to follow this. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can also find this particular memo at lcaction.org, lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.